This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Welcome back in on this final Saturday in June, Gulf West. Although you wouldn't know it was summer. All of a sudden, we had a great spring, and now summer, and we got a little drizzly. So it's supposed to get super hot again for those of you heading out enjoying summer on the links. But the PGA Tour making big news couple of weeks ago with the announcement that Jay Monahan will step down as commissioner in 2026, and they have plucked their next executive from the NFL. Brian Rolapp was the number two man, and I wanted to let it breathe a little bit and then get into a conversation, and the person I thought of first was our good friend Pat McCabe, who is the executive director of the Amex Tournament down there in Palm Springs. He's with Sport 5. He's been in golf, involved running golf tournaments going back to our days with the Winco out there at Pumpkin Ridge, but kind enough to join us here this morning to get a little flavor for just how this has been received. But good morning, Pat. Thanks so much for taking a few minutes. And first of all, we haven't talked to you for a while. So how are things there living the life of a PGA Tour tournament director?
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me on, Swag. Good to talk to you. Appreciate you thinking of me. Things are great. Yeah, we're here end of June, fully ramping up for the 68th edition of the American Express PGA Tour event down in sunny La Quinta, California. Things are going really well. We're immersed in our sales process and cycle and signing up sponsors, and it'll be here before you know it. So, but thanks for coming on and or having me on, and look forward to shedding some light on any questions you might have. So,
well, yeah, and I'm curious, as you are, you know, the lead out to having sponsors and volunteers and all of those things in place, and people, you know, when you run a golf tournament to that size, you have all that lead up stuff has to be there. So when it gets time to the tournament, then you're just focusing on, you know, who the field's going to be and what the weather's going to be like and making sure all those things are present. When the announcement came a few weeks ago, one that Jay Monahan was going to step aside from day-to-day operations, I'm sure he might be involved in the board or as an advisor for a while, and then you found out from the NFL somebody outside of the golf world is going to come in and be in charge of day-to-day operations. How was it initially received, and how has it gone here in the word getting out for a few weeks?
Yeah, look, I think, I mean, the NFL is sort of the gold standard, right? With all that they've been able to do from a media perspective, from an attention perspective. I mean, in your world, you guys cover the season, but is there a day or a week that goes by on your program that you don't speak about the National Football
League? It is
League,
the
right?
rare day. It is a Yong Bong being drafted that will get us to not discuss the NFL for a day.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, look, it dominates sports, right? It dominates pop culture, even as you see. They've done a heck of a job, and I know the history there is such where he was essentially the number two to Roger Goodell, who's just that league continues to get stronger. And so I think it's a sense of optimism amongst my peers and colleagues on the PGA Tour at this level. He comes I think he joked he worked in the bag room at Congressional. Might be his only golf experience, but certainly that's okay. I mean, a lot of members on my team don't have a whole lot of golf experience, but the foundation's set, and I think he's done a great job right as it was announced. I believe he was on site at the Travelers Championship. He was on site this week at the Rocket Classic outside of Detroit. And no, positive. I haven't had an opportunity to meet him or speak with him yet. I think that's upcoming here in short order. But yeah, I think there's a lot to be done, a lot of opportunity. But I think, I mean, really, the tour's in a great spot. And I think, you know, a year ago, there was all like the media components of viewership down, so on and so forth. And then you look at it seems like every week each event is breaking records as far as viewership perspective. And, you know, seeing the numbers from the Travelers this past week with Keegan's historic win and stuff like that. So game's in a strong place, but always opportunity to improve and get better every day for sure.
Well, and he is coming in as the CEO of PGA Tour, Inc., and some of this is semantics and obviously the restructuring of things, creating a for-profit entity for the PGA Tour so they could accept $1.5 billion of investment from SSG.
Yeah.
But is he essentially, is it your understanding at this point he will be serving most of the functions that Jay Monahan did?
I think so. And look, the tournament business affairs of the PGA Tour is strong, right? So,
yeah.
You know, in my day-to-day, I wouldn't necessarily, as with any organization, be reporting to the CEO and him, but he's got a heck of a team around him, both in Ponte Vedra at headquarters, and then, you know, those men and women travel week in and week out across the tour. And there's so many entities and levels, right? I mean, you've got the players, you've got the rules officials, you've got the tournament host organizations, you've got the media components, you've got the fans, which I'm fortunate to sit on a sub board right now of really the fan forward approach of the PGA Tour is something that is at high priority. As it, we're really actively surveying fans week in and week out about the products on site, right? It's one thing to watch it on your couch at home, but it's another thing to go and invest money and pay to park your car and go walk around and see the greatest players in the world. So I think there's a big balance there. I think it's a steep learning curve, but he's got a great support team around him. And listening to the players, listening to the tournaments, listening to the fans, there'll be a lot of inflow for sure. And I don't expect real like immediate quick changes, but I think absorbing all that info and making educated changes and discussions is the way to go.
Chatting here with Pat McCabe, executive director of the Amex tournament on the PGA Tour, the new head of day-to-day operations for the PGA Tour, Brian Rolapp, coming in. Obviously, the number two man over there. As far as media goes, and he was the chief negotiator for the last couple of rounds of media deals with the NFL. So his experience there working with TV partners and streaming and taking advantage of digital is where he will be able to probably provide the most impact immediately. But if you got a call from him the other day saying, I'm working through all our tournament directors, I'd be curious your thoughts. What do you think the most pressing issue is for him? What would you put at the top of his priority list that you would like to see him tackle here as he takes over the reins?
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, the uniqueness of the tour, right? I mean, it's a player-owned league, right? All the players are independent contractors, and unlike the NFL or the majority of professional sports where there's a sole owner per se and our ownership group in each city. There's the player. It's a player organization that drives a lot of this, but also uniquely with the PGA Tour. Now the PGA Tour does own and operate its series of championships, premium events, right? Whether that's the Players Championship or, you know, the event in Memphis or the Tour Championship, right? They've got their division, but typically every week on tour, is got a community-based host organization and local operator. So it's such a unique model. I think it's one that's become you know, a focal point and thriving. I mean, our little tournament in La Quinta has raised almost $70 million in its history, and so many events are doing so much good for the community week in, week out. And it's, but I think it's identifying all of the different stakeholders, listening to them, hearing what's important, and then implementing the best plan, right? Like I said, you've got the fans, you've got the title sponsors, you've got other official marketing partners of the PGA Tour, and yeah, the media component, but really tying those in together. And I think taking some of his experience on the NFL, I heard a very interesting, I think it was a podcast recently where the discussion was on, you know, Thursday night NFL, right? And I think that that was probably a pushback for the players for a while, but look how well it's consumed, right? Yeah. And look at the dollars that are able to be generated, whether it be on the media component, from a sponsorship component. And look, I think the tour is doing a good job of that. I think the TGL this year was a great example. A fun, new, innovative way to absorb the product and learn more. There's so many great personalities out there, right? And the athletes are the star of the show. There's so many good stories. And I think telling those stories to the fans and to the different entities is crucial. So
as you're getting to hear feedback of fans coming to PGA Tour events, is there something that is a common thread, whether it's your tournament or other tournaments? I know you help other tournaments out around the country. Is there a common thread of fans saying, man, we wish we had the ability to do this or have access to this more than anything else as far as the in-person experience?
Yeah, I mean, look, there's some basic stuff. I mean, as simple as, you know, reducing carbon footprint and water refill stations on the golf course, right? Or Wi-Fi accessibility, you know, unlike other professional sports leagues where you've got a permanent stadium to which you can build that infrastructure, we are building our stadium, right? And so you're spread across dozens of acres, which is a benefit to us, right? You can watch so many different points and experiences, but it's tricky sometimes and to find a Wi-Fi signal when you're out on the sixth hole at PGA West.
Yeah.
So it's how you absorb it. And golf is such a unique component, right? Where, you know, there's two to three players per group, depending on the hole that you're viewing. You're only watching 15 to 20 seconds of actions every 15 minutes. So what bridges that time in between? You know, I think we've done a great job of that in our history, just of we can never control who's going to be playing inside right. The ropes. So we've been very fortunate, right? We've had Scottie Scheffler, we've had Xander, we've had Ricky Fowler, and a great field. But we've also had amazing concerts. We've had Keith Urban, Journey, you know, and so many events are doing. You see what Phoenix is doing. You see what next week at the John Deere, I think they've got Zach Brown playing literally on the 18th green after play concludes. So it's an entertainment product. It's a spectator-driven component. And a big piece of the revenue structure of every tournament is those fans, right? It's not just the tickets. Yeah. It's the concessions. It's the merchandise. It's the parking. It's the, you know, the local hospitality component. So again, long-winded answer as I typically do, but there's a lot to it. And I think it's also, we are doing a better job now just as an organization, listening to one another, right? Like sharing best practices amongst tournaments, and making it so that the fans are watching it at home. That's important, but they're just having an incredible experience on site because golf, like I said, it can be tricky. You got to park way off site. You've got to walk a fair amount. And so really seeing that sweet spot and identifying what's the best for them, I think is a big part of it right now, for sure.
The other elephant in the room might be shrinking a little bit as time goes on, but how important do you think it is for Brian Rolapp to address and possibly solve the divide between LIV Golf and the PGA Tour?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
It's a good question, Jason. I don't know. I think it's somewhat fizzled, right? I mean, the Live product is one where it's certainly a different component. There's music on every hole. It's 54 holes. It's a shotgun. I think some of those players have been excelling in the majors, right? I mean,
yeah.
You look what Bryson's been able to do. You look what John did at Quail Hollow a month or so ago. And, you know, there's some great players. I think that we'd love to have them back on the PGA Tour, but some of that's out of anybody's control, right? It's contractual, right?
Yeah.
They signed a contract with that organization. I think James Pyatt may have been the first person this week. He's local to Detroit. Who's got a sponsor exemption into the Rocket Classic. I don't know. It's just been going on so long, but I think it's promising to hear week in, week out, like I said from the outset of the ratings. I mean, over 3 million people were watching the Travelers on Sunday in the middle of June, in the beginning part of summer. So, but I think, look, it's interesting because a Thursday night NFL game in September or even a preseason game tends to trump the ratings of any other sport, whether that's Major League Baseball, MLB, MLS, golf, or what have you. So I think, you know, getting a peek or the best practices that they've absorbed there, look what they did with the, you know, the Amazon live stream component. But I think the media components, it's interesting, but it's evolving, right? You get some of those younger components, how people are absorbing golf. I mean, you look what YouTube golf has done, right? Whether that's the Barstool and in the tour, I applaud them because they've now welcomed them in to this ecosystem, and it's big viewership. It's the Bob Does Sports. It's the Good. It's the Horvats. It's the Barstool guys. Like, it's a different way to consume the product. Those are all fans of the game, and I think it's just a new generation, which is promising.
Well, it'll be very interesting to watch as Brian Rolapp starts to make his transition and take over the reins to see just how much influence he will have over things, especially somebody from outside the insular world of professional golf. Pat McCabe, executive director of the American Express tournament, getting ready for that in January. But I know you're helping out some other tournaments around the country coming up here. We appreciate you taking a few minutes for us this morning. Have safe travels, and we can't wait to catch up with you again.
I appreciate it. Call me anytime. And crazy to think here, it's just about July and the last major of the year is coming up in a couple of weeks. So, golf season's in full swing, and thanks for having me on, and look forward to chatting soon.
We always appreciate when we get time with our good buddy, Pat McCabe. So there you go. Kind of, there's quite a buzz and a fair level of excitement about his perspective, how he views the PGA Tour, because if they can start to rope in some of those casual fans that just gravitate to the NFL, that is the territory that they need to get back to. That's what Tiger was able to bring them for so many years, trying to figure out how to get back to that. Let's come back and head down south in the valley. We'll head down to Lebanon, Mallard Creek Golf Course and RV Resort. Mark Tunstall is the PGA's GM and owner, proprietor down there. We'll talk to him about the facility and the RVing park golf world. There are a number of these facilities all around the country, what that lifestyle is like, and how to find out more about it. As we make the turn, it's Golf in the Northwest on 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.